At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Or go with the known and know what you're working with the other side, whether you got to help that guy a little bit more or whether that guy's able to step in there and be able to fill in and no void happens, you know. But you don't want to make yourself weaker by trying to strengthen one side of the field. You want to make yourself strong across the board. We got a really strong unit. We got a really strong group. We got a well-coached unit and got a lot of confidence in those guys being able to go out there and get it done.
There you have it. That's Raheem Morris yesterday. Asked questions about that offensive line, which we just talked about. Obviously, probably because of the way that preseason goes these days and how many, you know, or how few position battles there were on the Falcons in training camp, probably the biggest story of camp all like the lead up to the season is the right tackle position.
Yep.
Followed by Darnell Mooney, followed by what? I don't know.
I don't know. I just saw
maybe the competition for the rookies in the secondary who won those jobs. Like, by and large, you knew who was playing where.
Yep.
The only thing that was going to happen that would rise to the level of a big story leading up to the season was going to be an injury. And unfortunately, you had a major one.
You had one, and then, again, you don't know what's going on with your number two receiver. I read the looked back over the depth chart. Like you said, you got the two rookies starting in the depth chart.
Yep.
You're very young up front. Dorlis seems like he has replaced Rook in the starting lineup, which I just thought that, you know, Rook wanted to be. Dorlis played a lot better this preseason, and he's earned the right to start for Atlanta Falcons this weekend.
Look, man, whoever's playing best.
Whoever's playing best.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't be picky in this situation because they're both young players. One was drafted ahead of the other one, but the other one just seems like, and I saw it, I came in here after everything, like, dude, this dude looks good. Mm-hmm. Now, he had some issues where he was out the gap, but because he was playing against bums, he could throw him out the way and go make the play.
Right.
Now, you can't do that against Tampa.
He's physically stronger than everybody.
Yeah, against Tampa.
Refresh my memory, because he didn't play hardly at all last year, so we didn't really get to see him. But we met him at the Children's Hospital event that we did.
Yes.
Kind of a Grady size type.
Yes, he wasn't a big guy. Yes.
But similar.
But he's big.
Right, big. Yeah. I mean, he's a defensive tackle in the NFL, but built kind of like Grady.
He's like more like the traditional three. That's what he is, fast, can hit though, all those different things. But, he's got to play big. I mean, he's got to play well. I mean, all of them got to play well, man. I mean, especially when you brought it up, man, the run game, it's one of the things where you got to be stout. They're not the biggest defense in the world. You know, it's more speed than most, you know. And so these guys have got to hold up. They got to hold up on the edges, you know, and they got to be able to cover long enough to be able to allow that pass rush to get there.
Because
you're going to get rushes. Not get it wrong. I mean, you're going to get rushes. Tampa's going to throw the ball.
They are.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have more – it's raw, but you have more talent on the edge than you've had in years.
Yes.
That's why I kind of always circle back when we're starting to really zero in on analyzing what you think might happen on Sunday between these two teams and then obviously as the season goes on. is just the concern until you see it about the run defense. Because last year, obviously, the run defense was tough. They were not good. They were bottom five in the league.
Yep.
I pair that with the conversation we had a couple of weeks ago about what's the defense going to be. Like, what's the thing that they're going to do that you're going to be able to count on? And, you know, hearing some of them talk about it, hearing Raheem talk about it throughout training camp is like, maybe they're going to make some mistakes, but they're going to be aggressive. Maybe they're going to make a big play, but it might result in a big play happening against them. So it's kind of going to be a boom or bust defense, especially in the pass game, right?
Yeah.
So if that's what you're going to be in the pass game, you better be able to stop the run a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely. I just think, you know, when you look at the aggressiveness that they want to play and they hang the hat on, the one thing I saw defensively in the preseason is just preseason, and the guys that are playing Sunday, a lot of them didn't play. I understand that. But just mentality is mentality. Mm-hmm. And the turnovers were there.
Yep.
The pressure.
They're going to have to
be. The pressure was there. Those things have to help an undersized defense like this Falcons defense is. And so, you know, because you don't have that big dude in the interior. You don't have yet proven. You got good passers. Leonard Floyd is a good damn pass rusher. That's why he's been in the league as long as he has. Dude is he's walking eight. You know what I mean? He's going to get you at least eight. You got Arnold Ebiketie, who is coming into a contract year, who more than anything else, probably it's going to be a decision made between him and another player possibly as who gets this bread. But, you know, we'll neither here nor there. But, yeah, and then you have one of the best safeties in football back there, the quarterback and things like that. So, yeah, it's going to be a challenge. It is. But they're bottom five of the rush last year. And you can give up some of those big plays, but you can't let that be the determining factor of the game. Like, they lost because they gave up nothing but big plays.
Right. Right.
You know, and didn't create anything. Didn't pressure Baker at all because Baker's good. He'll give you one.
He will.
He'll give you one.
He'll give you one.
Yeah.
He is good, but if you don't pressure him and you let him get into a rhythm, he can be great.
He can be great. Like, I'm talking about
Baker can look like MVP. One of the best quarterbacks in the NFL on a given Sunday.
Yes.
If you allow the circumstances for that to take place. Yes. I mean, those are, you know, those are all part of the equation when we start talking about analyzing the matchup. Dave Archer will be with us in about 10 minutes. We'll get his thoughts on everything leading up till today, and then obviously what he thinks is going to happen on Sunday as well. Before we do that, let's get to a couple of the other big stories here. Kirby Smart talking about what Georgia needs to get better at.
Some runs we worked really hard on in the offseason were big for us. We got to continue to improve in that area. And be more consistent and take the lost yardage plays out of it. Those were the drive killers when we had negative runs or lost yardage plays.
Yeah, I mean, that was my biggest thing from the game is that, you know, the couple of lost yardage plays. And, you know, we can say that about Georgia, all the teams that lost, even teams that won, like you expect a better performance from week one to week two. And so I expect a better performance from Austin Peay. I think that, you know, If you were playing this game or a bigger game on this Saturday coming up, was Austin Peay, say it was Tennessee, it'd be a bigger challenge, but it'd be one of the things where you're like, okay, what are we going to see now? Because you're not this game plan against Austin Peay is going to look a lot like it did last week.
Yep.
You know, and so when you're talking about game plan and going to Knoxville, how do you get yourself ready for an opponent like Tennessee, who we saw last weekend here? That system works with any quarterback.
Yeah, they look good.
They look pretty good.
Defense looked good.
Defensive looked good. And but their thing with them, and I guess we're getting a week ahead, they're banged up in the secondary. Mm-hmm. Both of their starting corners are probably going to be out for a while. And so, those are things you got to work on. Georgia still got to put the ball away. I didn't mention yesterday, but Lawson, you got to catch the damn ball, man. I mean, he is highly going to be counted on from that damn tight end position to catch your football and make the big play. You know, and so until that goes away, it'll still be in the back of mind, like thinking about last year. Well, damn, still can't catch the damn ball. But I think other ways of getting guys, your playmakers in football, will continue to go. But it's going to look a lot like it did last week.
Yeah, I mean, I think if anything this Saturday you're looking to see is line up behind your line of scrimmage, line up behind your offensive line, and be able to get yards.
Yeah.
Like, it was fine to be able to, you know, the tricky stuff with Gunner and all the, you know, cool. Hand it to Nate Frazier.
Yep.
And run behind those offensive linemen and get 7 yards when you need it. Or one, even. There was a couple different short yardage situations where
they didn't get nothing.
Come on. It's Marshall. Yes. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, I know those guys are college football players too, but you got to be able to pick up some short yards. So hopefully you'll see a little bit more of that on Saturday to give you optimism ahead of the Saturday after that when they're playing against an SEC opponent in Tennessee. All right, some awards to give out. Ryan Howard was named Eastern Conference Player of the Week.
All right.
21.5 points for her as Dream won a couple of games and clinched their playoff spot.
Ready to go, ladies.
What about this one? Rossell Iglesias.
Yeah, man.
NL Reliever of the Month.
Yeah, I just saw that.
He was damn good in the month of August that he won an award for it.
Yeah, what was other people's stats?
Everyone else?
Yeah.
In the whole league?
Yeah, probably wasn't a lot of saves going on.
It's true. No other reliever.
Is that what we're doing?
I just want to get your reaction.
Randy's right, though. Every other reliever in baseball didn't get any saves.
Yeah,
what about July? No saves then either?
I just want to get his reaction. That was July, because I knew I would. He's been good.
I know, we know what he's done. He stopped throwing the damn slider, yes, and his fastball velocity is upticked a little bit. Awesome. Love to see it.
Yeah.
Also, got to see Haesung Kim for the first time last night. Couple hits. First couple hits as a Brave. Did not realize this yesterday. Yes. We didn't even mention him yesterday. That he has a $16 million player option for next year.
Yes.
So that's your shortstop.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, it looks like it.
And that guy's your shortstop.
The greatest thing about yesterday, because we were sitting there watching the game, and when he got the single, I was like, hold on, let me see if he does it. Because, you know, they do the A-Town down. I was like, I want to see if he does it. And I sat there and waited for him to do it, and it was the laziest ever.
Oh, man.
It was lazy as hell. I was like, come on, man. I mean, you're in a new squad. You're in a new team. You're the new shortstop. Do a little more passion.
Yeah, let us see it. My favorite one, and it happened on the first game against the Phillies. They were getting the absolute hell beat out of them. It was like 19-3. I think Matt Olson hit a home run. Somebody hit a home run.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they round second base, they do that.
Yes.
He did it. Gave it that. He looked like a baby bird learning how to fly. Yeah, it's like, you know, you don't have to do it every single time.
Yeah,
if you're down by two touchdowns in the eighth inning,
let it go.
Just circle the bases.
Let it go. What is that flapping thing?
Just circle the bases. I don't know what it is. Yeah. I'm just saying, if I'm getting my ass kicked like that, I might not be doing my flapping.
I don't want to
let it fly.
Oh, let it fly.
That's kind of their.
Oh, that's where it's,
they start.
Let it
year.
Fly.
Or do it the same every time.
I want to see somebody do
don't
it
do
like
it bashfully.
I want to see somebody do it like Morris Day.
How would he do it?
Ah!
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.